Welcome back to Mental Health Matters. We're having a great show, and we are so glad you are joining us today. And today's really hot topic, right off the presses. We've got two special guests, and we're going to be talking about this whole immigration debate and how it relates to mental health issues. Okay, take a deep breath, everybody. This should be a fun one. We're strap on in, and we're going to go for this one today. Okay. So you are listening to KRUU's on 100.1 on your FM dial. This is Mental Health Matters with Dr. Scott Terry, which I happen to be, apparently. And today's show, like I said, is going to be talking about this immigration debate that's been stirred up in the government. You can listen to past shows, by the way, by going to KRUUFM.com and looking up the archives there, but not all of them are there. And some of those, you could go to our YouTube channel and type in Arden Counseling Center and look at things up there, or you could go to Arden Center's website, www.ardentcenter.com. And also on that website, you could find a link to email me. Any questions, thoughts, really want your input here because there's so much going on, and stay involved. Anyways, go to the media tab there and you'll see YouTube's podcast, iTunes. These are actually on iTunes now. Pretty cool. All right. Anything you need, let me know. By the way, these are broadcasts on Tuesday nights at 6:30 p.m. in Fairfield and 12:30 right after lunch on Thursdays. All right. So with us today are our two special guests back with us again.
Hello, everyone, and I am Nicole Hester Williams, and I am a reporter here for the Fairfield Ledger here in Fairfield, Iowa.
Soon to be at the New York Times.
Soon to be.
Soon to be.
Don't hold your breath, Scott.
Okay.
Hi, this is Dr. Pramila Bahadur. I am professor at Maharishi University of Management, and we are here to have some discussion on some hot ongoing topic.
Absolutely.
And to have a little fun.
Yeah.
Before we all lose our minds.
Yeah.
So let's jump right in, Nicole. Okay. So basically, This is a really interesting topic, and I'm so glad you want to talk about this, Nicole. Mm-hmm. As a reporter, you actually interviewed people that are affected by this travel ban that's happening right now in this country. And I think what we all do is we lose perspective. I think it's really easy to get caught up in the whirlwind of drama. You're for, you're against, you're lost in your fears or lost in your worries. And worry is about the same thing we talk about anxiety. Anxiety is really this notion of getting lost in the future. Depression's getting kind of lost in the past and not being able to be present to today. And anxiety is sort of the twin sister, which is lost in the future and not being able to be present to really what I want to create today. And there's a difference really between fear and worry. So have you guys ever thought about the difference between fear and worry?
No, if you'd expound on that, that'd be great.
Well, you know, I often think about it like what's fear is something that's real. Right? I'm stopped in a bad neighborhood and some guy's got some gun pointed at me or something. Worry is, well, I'm afraid something might happen, you know, and my car might not make it, even though my car is doing fine. Or worry is that somebody's going to come and create a terrorist incident. Well, I think I saw a statistic that in the last 5 years, there's been 92 people killed from terrorist incidents, and I think almost exclusively done by people who are in the United States and are from the United States.
Wow.
Pretty much. And in terms of how many, but we're not, and so the worry about some massive terrorist events doesn't come close to the real fear that's real. We talked about driving. How many thousands and thousands and tens of hundreds of thousands of people die because of car accidents, because I'm looking at my texting, because I'm drinking, because I'm not sleeping, which by the way, shows up pretty much if you're getting, you know, 5 hours of sleep, like you're drunk, because that's your ability to function.
Wow.
you know, it's like people have real worry about the anti-vaccine kind of thing, that the vaccines will cause problems. And this is another very controversial area that we could talk about someday. But there's a big difference between that, where it's not that some people aren't affected. One out of a huge amount of number, thousands and thousands of people, can be affected sometimes. But by not having those vaccines, at times the statistics are dramatically higher. Absolutely. Of what actually will happen. So again, it's understanding statistics and understanding what's going on and not getting caught in our emotions. And I know we're all very biased, even our little statements right now. You're listening to this and you're probably very biased against what I just said. And we get lost in our cognitive biases and our filters, our rose-colored glasses of how we see the world.
And if I might add, Scott,
yeah, please.
I do believe that education, and Dr. Pramila can definitely agree with me on this, education is key. And you've said that several times. Statistics. What are the statistics actually saying? And we can go into this travel ban and we can look at those seven countries that are actually on the list. And the statistics came out, I think, the very next day that are, and maybe even the same day that those countries that are actually on the list, there has been no instances of terrorist attempts from any of those people since 1975 to today in this country, to an American in this country. So, but there are countries that should have been on the list where there have been multiple incidents of terrorism to Americans. So I think the biggest thing is education. And once someone is able to educate, but whenever you decide to educate yourself, you have to put your feelings kind of on the back burner. Mm. Because education kind of shines a light on those little dark corners of, this is the way I really want to feel because this is what I've been kind of told to feel.
Well, again, my filter bubble, my cognitive bias.
Exactly.
So my bias, how I see the world.
Exactly.
And then looking for information that supports my position, pro or con.
Right.
You know, whatever controversial opinions going on. And it's, again, there's a difference between fear and worry. It's not that there isn't reasons to worry about.
Right.
We live in a dangerous world.
Yes, we do.
The question is, are we doing things to make us less dangerous? Or, in fact, by being reactive to our worries, mm-hmm. in fact, we're making ourselves more dangerous.
Right.
Because we're inspiring the people that are actually wanting to cause more problems.
Yeah, actually getting worried is very much is that basically it will also affect your mental health. You need to be more productive rather than getting worried. The idea is that you are informed, you are literate, you are knowledgeable. So you should be somebody who is taking care of those danger things or the hidden things that might come your way. So rather than getting worried on it, you should be more, you should be in position to combat those worries. So see, these travel ban does not make that much of sense even, and that will get down the productivity. See, that is against the basic spirit of America even. So the point is that rather than getting worried, we should be in combative position and make our people stand against the odd things and make them literate and knowledgeable over the issues which are giving us the concerns, actually, rather than banning anything. Banning won't help, actually.
So tell us, you know, I really want to hear this story, this personal story that we're talking about. But as you're listening, realize your own cognitive bias, your own motivated reasoning, which is a related term, right? I'm motivated to see the world and to accept information that fulfills my thing. So if I think a certain way, then I only watch Fox News because then that supports how I think, or I only listen to a liberal commentator on MSNBC, mm-hmm. or I only look for certain news from certain websites, which reinforces my way of thinking.
Right. You know, I saw something the other day in which I totally agree and understood. I can't remember exactly how this little saying went, but it was someone in support of the travel ban, and it was that they love their family. It's not that they're against the people that are coming from these countries. It's not that they're against Syrian refugees, the women and children. It's not that they're against that. They just love their own family more. That was pretty much how the saying went. And I totally get that. Yes, I do love my family more. But at the same time, here we go with that cognitive bias. Do you really think that a Syrian refugee is someone who would come over here and incite terrorism here in the United States? The odds, the statistics say probably not. Probably not. More than likely not. And that's where we've got to say, okay, I'm going to take myself out of this and say, would this person, maybe it's a Syrian child that's coming here or a Syrian woman, which they say the majority of the refugees that would have come here would have been women and children. Okay, what is the likelihood of that actually occurring? And that's where we take ourselves outside and say, okay, this is probably not the case.
But even if it is the case, let's say there's one out of 100,000 people actually tries to do something. So I'm not saying that every Syrian refugee is not maybe one out of a million or whatever.
Absolutely.
Maybe there is.
Could be, right.
I'm sure there is nasty people.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Like there's nasty people
right here.
Right here and now.
Right here, right? In the good old USA.
And so the question is, is it making it more dangerous for that one person to do one incident, right? And so you got to do a cost-benefit analysis, and you're going,
right,
no, it's not worth it, except if we're emboldening and giving ISIS and other people more fuel for the fire.
Yes.
And in fact, by creating this terrorist ban, we're in fact creating more opportunities to incite war and violence.
And even with other countries.
Absolutely.
People are looking on and they're saying, wow, look,
we can't trust
America. Yeah, absolutely.
So again, looking at the bigger picture of what we want to create. And so let me give you a different analogy here. Here in Iowa, where we're broadcasting from Fairfield, in the state legislature, some of the proposals that are coming up, apart from banning Planned Parenthood, gutting them, which really 3% of what they do is abortions and 97% is women's health care. Or we could talk about voter ID restrictions on people. Who will that restrict? Or having seatbelts laws or a texting ban. So some of these, like, I start thinking, oh, I completely agree that there should be a non-texting and a seatbelt law.
Absolutely.
And how could I not agree with that?
Right.
Just like there should be, you know, you should be required to have a helmet if you're a kid or you're an adult and you're driving a motorcycle or bicycle or tricycle. I mean, and so you think, yes, how can I not agree with that? And then, you know, to think deeper about it, I heard another legislator say, yes, some of those things make perfect sense, except what it does is if you're an African-American in the state of Iowa, you are 7 times more likely to get stopped by a police officer. And so if you're a person of color, black, Hispanic, brown, right, you're Indian, except I've had friends of mine that are Indian and they were thought of as black, like that's a bad thing, right? And so sometimes you're more likely to, and so if it's another avenue for people to stop you even more, that's not necessarily a good thing. So how do you take something that's intended even to be good, let's say a travel ban, you know, I'm not going to imply ill intent.
Right.
How do we take that in a productive way?
Right. And did you want to go ahead, Doctor?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we should take this. We should take this in a productive way. The point is, I was just thinking about being an Indian and coming to America. I was thinking about the basic essence and spirit of America. I was just thinking. Few days back, we celebrated Martin Luther King Day. He was a black, but see what sea change he brought into America. And America is a land of opportunities. Being allowing everybody into America, and we have a large amount of Christians over here. Bible itself says, is love thy neighbors. So we need not to go against that basic spirit. And we, I mean, rather than going for a travel ban, the best thing is that before allowing anybody to be in, we can alert our system so that we don't get any bad guys. Otherwise, as you just said, we have nasty people everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere. And I just like to say, I think that going back to that cognitive bias, I believe that one of the biggest things is education. And I'm not just talking about sitting inside of a classroom. You can educate yourself by getting to know someone, getting to understand. You know, I lived in Egypt for nearly a year.
Wow.
And while I was there, I had the opportunity. I'll never forget this particular day. I got up one morning and I just, being a Christian, I was raised Christian, Protestant, but I wanted to go inside of a mosque. And so I got up this morning and it was during my educational time. I was studying abroad, got up this morning and in the dorms, I was looking for someone. It must have been about 5 o'clock in the morning. I wanted to make the call to prayer. And I was looking for anyone who would just get in a taxi with me and go to El Azhar Mosque in Cairo. And I find this woman, she's running past me. I mean, you know, I'm saying woman, we were in our early 20s, but she's running past me. And I said, hey, you know, do you know anybody who would be willing to go to the mosque with me this morning? And she just goes, oh, alhamdulillah, you know, and she says, I want to go. And I've been wanting to go, but I didn't have anyone to ride with. And her name was Suzanne. And she was a beautiful Muslim girl. We jumped in the taxi. We went to Al Azhar. And I got an opportunity to pray to the Lord, my Savior, on the floor in that mosque. But more importantly, I got an opportunity to see someone else pray in the way that she prays. And I think what's really important...
Does that make you less of a Christian?
Oh, absolutely not.
Because you're not. You know, we have three different religions here, and
right.
You are very much a strong Christian.
Absolutely.
Does that mean being a strong Christian that you are against our two other religions that are in this room?
Absolutely not. I think that's the thing. We need to stop being so against and start trying to understand. Every Muslim is not a terrorist. You know, every black person is not out to steal your pocketbook. You know, I do work for a living. I mean, I'm being facetious and joking here, but in all actuality, sometimes it just does really come down to that. We've got to stop judging on the first. And that's just something that we can do personally. I think that's a growth that we all can aspire to.
The point is that you should not be biased by this fact that you are black or you're a Muslim or you're
right.
from a different country or you're from different world, actually. The point is try to be more rational and get more rational in your thinking rather than getting that way. I mean,
Absolutely. By the way, you're listening to Mental Health Matters with Dr. Scott Terry. Today we're talking about the refugee ban and the mental health implications. So I want to get to, Nicole, you had a personal story. And Pamela, I want you to tell also some personal stories. How
are your students? How are they? I know the majority of your students are taking a computer science program. They're getting an advanced degree in computer science. A majority of them are coming from other countries. How was Monday back after
yeah,
that weekend?
And we're also talking, again, some people that are very much, right?
Yeah, actually, I could see that on their faces. Like, we have block system in Maharishi University. In this block I'm teaching.
A block system means that you have one class for 1 week or 1 month, class.
One class for 4 weeks. Mm-hmm. So I just saw my student during this travel ban, and this time I have students in my class maybe from 7 different countries, and majority of them are Muslims. I could read their faces, look into their eyes, and see fears in their eyes, like, would be we able to graduate from this country, or they will just say, oh, please leave. So I said that rather than getting worried for that, is the idea is that please go ahead with your studies and make yourself more literate, and that will make you more strong, actually. It's not a good idea to be worried about what is happening, because it will affect you as a person and your physiology. So the good idea, be positive.
Right.
Everything is going to be good, actually.
Right. I like that.
So that is what I can see. I mean, they were very much worried about their families because they are studying here. They are on different visas. And they were like, would we be able to get something from this country, or we would be asked to leave?
Okay, so let me, before Nicole jumps in, and I want to hear her story. how do I know? Because let's say I'm a fearful person, and, you know, part of the problem that we've gotten stuck in, the reason we get in these cognitive biases, as we're talking about, is we get stuck in this one of the things we talk about in this show all the time is this all or nothing thinking, this good, bad, right, wrong, us versus them. How do I know that they're not a them, that they're not here to hurt me because I'm living in fear and I'm afraid because, you know, I've heard about a terrorist incident. There's not been one in Iowa that I've ever seen, but hey, there's, you know, it doesn't matter.
Thank God.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? There's bad things happening every day. We could talk about people smoking and dying. We could talk about car accidents. All the stuff that's really killing people by the thousands and tens and hundreds of thousands, right?
Well, Scott, how do you know that anyone's not a them?
Exactly.
Just walking down the street, how do you know that the person that you're talking to or sitting next to, you know, at a bus stop or
isn't a them?
Store, isn't a them. How do you know that?
Well, even more so for you two, right? So let's be more specific. Gender-wise, I'm a man, right?
Right.
I'm not worried about, I'm an old man who's an old, you know.
Oh, you're not that old.
Oh, I'm an old man.
You're not looking, actually.
No, right? No, isn't he? I know, right?
Right? And so people aren't going to mess with me, right? I'm a guy who's in good shape. I'm a former black belt, and I'm a this, and I'm a that. It's like, okay, not worried about me, right?
Right.
But when I lived in Chicago, I was afraid for my wife, who's from Australia, coming off the train stop late at night.
Mm-hmm.
How do you girls, let me be, right? How do you not walk down the street and go, I'm not afraid? How do I know it's not a them? They're looking at me in a certain way. How do I look? Nicole, you have two beautiful, wonderful, brilliant daughters who I've met. How do you not go, oh, them, somebody's looking at my daughters?
I mean, I guess if I lived like that, that'd be really hard to live every day, because there are people looking at people all the time. So faith, I think, is what pushes us throughout the day. And of course, you're going to look for warning signs. If someone's, of course, staring at you in a very strange manner and it's dark at night, yeah, you're going to be a little unnerved maybe, but you know, you're going to take care of yourself just like you normally would. But faith, I have the faith that every day I'm going to get up and I'm going to go and I'm going to do what I need to do. And then I'm going to be protected.
And if something happens, you'll take care of yourself. And
absolutely,
you're going to teach your girls
the same thing,
to not just be innocent and naive, but to care.
See, the whole thing revolves around the way you have started this talk, fear and worry. Again, the same thing that, you have just mentioned, literacy plays its role. You are somebody who is a black belt. So that is how Nicole would be teaching her girls. I would be making my students better, actually.
Yeah.
But look into this. Banning somebody from learning will give you more dark side, actually, rather than getting into your more better ages, I think.
Ah, so good. Okay, so Nicole, please tell us this one story of this interview before we run out of time.
Oh, sure. Well, I'm doing a story actually for the Ledger on Monday morning, and I did get a chance to interview a young woman who actually graduated from MUM. Her father is Sudanese, and she's an American citizen. And she was educated here. Her father recently got remarried to a young lady in Sudan, and they have a child. And the father is here. He came back in September. But the wife and the child, just as they were getting ready to get their visas and be able to come, the baby just got a passport. Now, there's a big block. And it's possible that they won't be able to come for at least 120 days.
Okay.
So, and one of the things that, you know,
I don't know that baby's not a terrorist, by the way.
Oh, I guess we don't. But the seriousness of it is, as I was, you know, interviewing her, she says she doesn't even really want to talk about this with her father because the hurt is there and she's concerned. She doesn't want to offend him. She doesn't know how to really approach the subject. So she doesn't talk about it very much.
Which, of course, doesn't help.
Right. So when you talk about that mental health, you talk about that anxiety building. And
now you've just made things worse because you're afraid to communicate that fear
about that subject.
Because now we've moved out of that possibility of worry into real fear. This is happening.
Right.
And so that doesn't mean it's worry anymore. This is back to fear. My family might not be able to come ever. Right now, my family is getting banned. Right now, my family is good people.
Right.
I don't know. How do I prove that they're real honest, that they're good people, that they're trying to make a difference and be good people in this world? Stop being afraid. It's a baby, for God's sake. You know, these are good people trying to do good things. Stop being afraid. What do you say?
See, every time challenging somebody to prove the basic things that I'm a right man may put him into a bad shape, actually. And we are trying to, why are we doing this? We are doing this because we want a better society. But by doing this, are we really making a society better, or are we increasing the level of...
That is the question. That is the question. I mean, are we doing it? I understand what Donald Trump is trying to do. And I'm going to say this. I don't, he wants to make the society safer. That's his, you know, what he's saying.
So the intent isn't wrong.
Right.
But the execution.
The way he's going about it. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So you don't agree with his execution, because what it's doing from your perspective is actually making things more fearful.
Absolutely.
And it's not, and it's in fact really truly is falling into the hands of...
It's starting to be unproductive, actually. It's turning to be unproductive, actually. See, it's not productive at all. Banning some things, again the same thing, getting people more worried about something, and then they are getting less productive. It won't help you in any way, I believe, actually.
Well, it's sort of like, you know, again, I'm a guy from Chicago, and there's been a lot of violence in Chicago. What will make the violence better in Chicago is not trying to be more police, more clamping down. That is always about the tentative. It's always about the now. It's like spanking your kid. It gets the kid to shut up. It's not that spanking is bad, I don't think. The problem is that it's ineffective. Yeah. And so in a sense, by clamping down on the gangs or the bad people, it's not that it's wrong. It's just not a good approach. It's unproductive, because if you're wanting to stop kids from being in gangs, you help them get jobs and get education and to create something with their lives.
Make a clean and better society.
Absolutely.
And if I've got a job and if I got education, why would I be in a gang?
Right.
And it's the same with terrorists. If you could get them to focus on education and intelligence and growth and making a difference in the world themselves and having compassion, right? You don't see, you know, compassionate monks going around killing people.
Right. Everybody wants a better life, actually. Yes. Nobody tends to be like, everybody wants to have a better night.
So then what's the problem that's making someone a terrorist?
Right.
That would be the question. What part of their life are they not satisfied with? What's going on in their country and their world?
Well, if I don't have an opportunity to create something, to be productive, to get a job, if I've been suppressed and repressed and I don't have possibility, what am I going to do? Right. So,
and then these are all philosophical, but I mean, still, it's real.
I believe rather than beating around the bush, we should go into the real cause of the problem and get it done, actually, if you really want to do something.
Well, yeah, I agree.
Okay. So, any final thoughts from you guys? I like the laughter, is maybe a good thought, because for our own sanity and mental health, don't get so caught up in all this. No matter how terrible it is,
absolutely,
we've got years of this to come. Try and pace yourself, but fight back and fight for the real thing. No matter what side, fight for what's really important.
And honestly, just to wrap up my little section, and this is how I feel, I really hope that the Trump administration can come up with some better solutions. I appreciate the what you're trying to do, but come up with a better way to do it. And you surrounded yourself with people who are to help you with that.
So agree.
From my side also, even wrapping up this whole thing, banning like this really won't help you. Rather than, you should do something, spread literacy and knowledge that will act like a light in their dark lives, actually.
Excellent thought. Bye, everyone.
Goodbye. Bye.